Simon & Schuster Audio presents Letters Across the Sea by Genevieve Graham. Read by Aaron Moon and Jonathan Todd Ross.
To the men and women of this country who offer and often give their lives so that we can keep ours. And in particular, to the brave men of Canada's Royal Rifles and Winnipeg Grenadiers, who never should have been sent to Hong Kong. The history books seem to have mostly forgotten them, but I never will. And to Duane, who indulges this passion of mine and brings me wine. Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it. Helen Keller. Part 1, 1933.
If you're reading this letter, that means I'm dead. But I guess you already know that. I hate to say it, but after you read this, you might be glad that I'm gone, and to my eternal shame, I know I deserve that. You see, I did something. I made a mistake. I mean, I've made a lot of mistakes, but one in particular has haunted me. At one time, I thought I could take this secret to my grave that no one would ever know. But I've had lots of time to think recently, and I understand now that I can't lie to you any longer.
1. Molly. Just before turning onto our lawn, I stopped, pulled off my shoe, then hopped on one foot, needing to pour out a small handful of pebbles. They'd snuck in through the hole at the toe, and I didn't want to track them inside. I'd gotten used to the routine and barely noticed it anymore. It was so much better than leaky boots in the winter. As soon as I stepped inside, the smell of corned beef and cabbage coming from the kitchen almost overwhelmed me, wafting like old socks through the house. Mum would be annoyed I hadn't been home to help prepare dinner, but Mr. Palermo had needed me to stay a little later. Fortunately, he'd sent me home with vegetables, though they were a bit droopy. That was one of the benefits of working at a greengrocer. I laid the sad-looking carrots and greens on the counter so I could snap open my purse. Then I dropped my weekly earnings into the rusty Folgers coffee can on the counter, which I privately called the Ryan family's Friday night tax bucket. At the clanking of the coins, my mother turned from the pot on the stove. The circles under her eyes looked darker than usual, and at the sight of them, I felt a pang of guilt that I hadn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?